Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and thanks for joining me on Dream Job Ready. I'm Dane Sharp, I'm your host, and this is a quick take episode highlighting a great piece of advice shared by Scott Randall in episode 18. Scott has worked with Oakley for over 16 years. He's currently their Director of Global Category Strategy for Oakley Sunglasses, and he's also spent some time working at Nike before that. So his interview in episode 18 has a lot of great insights and tips about getting dream jobs for big, famous sports retail brands. For this quick take, I've pulled Scott's answer to the listener question of the week that I asked him, which was submitted by a gentleman named Simon, who's currently working in the retail industry. Simon's question to Scott was, what's the most important thing you've learned from each big brand that you've worked for?
Yeah, good question, Simon. I think there's a multitude of things. I think one I kind of touched on earlier was just like the value of organizational culture in the workplace and just how powerful that can be. Not only from delivering results, but just how fulfilling it can be to work with like-minded people. The other things that I kind of would say is one around navigating and embracing change. Both of those organizations don't stay in front by following the status quo and keeping things the same. At times it can be scary, to be perfectly honest. There's been reorganizations, there's been a whole range of different things. For me personally, moving overseas, you know, those changes, you know, being able to front up to those and accept those challenges can really be super rewarding. But definitely the more you can embrace that when it happens and be comfortable with being uncomfortable, you know, it's a bit corny, but it's honestly, it's so, so true. And the last one I would say is probably, you know, like any good athlete, having situational awareness. Honestly, it's kind of, you know, it can be twofold. One can be like in my role or in, I guess, an organization, it's about competitive landscape, what's going on externally that could be seen as a threat or an opportunity. But it's also from an individual standpoint, not to become complacent, you know, make sure you kind of know what's going on around you and not sort of rest on your laurels that, okay, cool, I've done a good job for 5 years. I'm just going to sit back and cruise till the next promotion falls in my lap. It's like, no. You know, take that accountability and use that as the opportunity to really do that. So for me, that's kind of that situational awareness, navigating and embracing change, and the power of organizational culture when you find a place you jive with can be, you know, transformational.
It's a great answer by Scott and really gives us a look at the way he structures and processes his working self. I was super keen to dig a little bit deeper into the concept of situational awareness though, so after the official interview finished, we kept the recording running and discussed it a little bit more. I really liked your term situational awareness, Scott. You know, what does that mean? What's the definition? How do I make sure I've got it?
Yeah, it's, I mean, honestly, the first thing is honest. You've got to be honest with yourself. I mean, I think it can, like I said, it can be kind of twofold. One is that it's the external macro things in terms of what's happening around the organization externally. But for me, the more important part of it's the internal component of situational awareness. And for me, that's being aware of where I'm strong, where I'm not strong, being open with yourself, and then using those, that self-criticism or critiquing, if you like, to really embolden your future and be able to push yourself in terms of orientating around your strengths, but also being able to curate and work on those weaknesses that people don't like to hear we've always got. But for me, that's the ultimate part of it. So it's really that sort of self and situational awareness are kind of one and the same in that sense.
I hope this quick take resonated with you, and if you haven't listened to my full interview with Scott Randall, please go back and check out episode 18. Make sure you also connect with Dream Job Ready on LinkedIn, because I've just put a post up titled 5 Ways to Improve Your Situational Awareness. I hope you find that handy. Looking forward, you're going to love the next couple of episodes we have scheduled. Be sure to keep an eye out for my interviews with entrepreneur and co-founder of Finder, Fred Shibesta, and also NextVR's Denny Keynes. I'm Dane Sharp. This has been a Dream Job Ready Quick Take. Have a great day and we'll see you soon.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.